Welcome to everyone in the house. Those that are viewing online with us, do you know what time it is? I don't know if you know. Do you know what time it is? 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 Some would say it's time to praise the Lord. Stand with me today. The scriptures say, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Tonight, this prophetic moment is about calling in the outpouring of God's blessing in provision and strength and peace and soundness of mind and body and spirit. There's a freshness. The word teaches us that we are renewed, we're refreshed. When the Spirit of the Lord comes on you or touches you, it refreshes your spirit, it refreshes your mind. We all know what it feels like to feel burdened down or weighed down or overcome with ideas, issues, things you have to deal with, day-to-day business or life. But we've been talking a lot about taking dominion. It's kind of like, well, you know, if evil, and the word says evil, no evil will come nigh me, then what is all this that I'm dealing with? And it's how we've sown in the earth, in the soil of our mind. Sometimes we think, why aren't things progressing? Why aren't things moving forward? And there really is an answer to that. We really should produce the blessing and the favor of the Lord. That should pour out of us. It should come out of us. It should come into us. We should see the blessing of the Lord. We should. But first of all, we have to believe. Again, if you cannot see your future, you won't have a future, because your future isn't in the time ahead. Remember, your future is before you. And all that means is God already prophetically spoke and called out your blessing. And when we say blessing sometimes in such a religious, such a churchy term, and sometimes it's so weakened because we use that term all the time. But the word says the blessing of the Lord makes increase or abundant. The blessing of the Lord, straight up, the blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. And now that encompasses every aspect of your lives, everything. I mean, the blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. The increase of God is intended for the people of God. And why? Well, because God loves you. He loves you. He cares for you. And if it matters to you and it's right, it matters to God. If it matters to you and it's wrong, God repents your heart. He puts in your heart repentance, and you turn from that and you do what's right. We used to say something like, I only want to do what's right. I only want to do what's right. I only want to do-do-do-do-do. I only want to do what's right. I want to do what's right. I want to do what's right. The word teaches us, says something really powerful here. And tonight is all about leading with your tongue. Leading with your tongue. Leading with your tongue. And you do it anyway. You hear us say here all the time, let your ear hear your mouth say. Now, let's make the connection. Let your ear hear your mouth say. What does your mouth speak? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth conveys messages. It conveys instruction. And your tongue really instructs your future. Did you know that? Your tongue instructs your future. James says, he says, the tongue is kind of like the keel, the little thing on a ship that turns the ship. It's small in comparison to the size of the ship and the great sails and the powerful wind that blows it, but it's that little rudder, that little keel on the back that really turns that massive ship in the direction that it goes. So how do you take your life and prophetically turn it in the direction it is supposed to go? Okay? So let your ear hear your mouth say. Now, we learned we don't hear with our ears. And if any of you researched what I said, you'll find out it's true. We hear with our brain. And in the spirit, we hear with our mind, okay? So what we're saying is let your ear hear your mouth. What's coming out of your mouth? The fullness of your heart. Out of the abundance of my heart, I'm hearing my mouth talk. So if you want to know where your heart really is, when there's no watchers, you're not afraid someone's going to judge you, or something comes and it just messes with those emotions, pride or whatever it is in your life, a fear or a feeling of inconsistency or uncertainty, whatever it is, listen to what your mouth begins to say. Someone frustrates you. Listen to what comes out of your mouth. And the word says, out of the abundance of the heart, you begin to discern. How do you discern? It's going to come out of your mouth. Wherever your heart is, the word says that's, or wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart is. So where is your treasure? David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. What did David do? He led with his tongue. You want to know the power of David? He led with his tongue. And you can change your mind. So how do I change my heart, my mind? With your tongue. With your tongue. Your tongue is commander and chief. It turns. It guides you. It directs you. It leads you in the way you're supposed to go. You can have all the prophetic word in the world over your life, but if you don't believe it, what's going to happen? And even if it does, what's going to happen? You won't see it. You won't recognize it. Because God is holy. You know, when I pray, one of the things that move me the most is that I think about how holy God is. And it just moves me. God is so holy. God is so holy. And I think, like the apostle said, I want to speak, like David said, I want to speak what is right. He said, I put a watch over my mouth. I guard my tongue that I do not sin against God. Interesting, right? I put a guard over my mouth. I watch my words that I do not sin against God. So then what's going to happen? Only going to do what's right. Only going to do what's right. Only going to do doodle-doodle-doo. Only want to do what's right. Going to do what's right. Going to do what's right. Say it. I'm only going to do what's right. Yeah. I'm only going to do what's right. Only going to do doodle-doodle-doo. Only want to do what's right. Going to do what's right. Going to do what's right. Say it again. Prophesy. Only going to do what's right. Yeah. I'm only going to do what's right. Only going to do doodle-doodle-doo. Only going to do what's right. I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to do what's right. Come on, prophesy to your mind. Let your ear hear your mouth say. What you're really saying is command your mind. Paul said, I bring into captivity my mind, my thoughts. He said, every day I bring myself under subjection. And that's how we take dominion over the earth. It's not going out and screaming at the trees or the soil or the laws of the land or the government. It's taking dominion here, because when you're in authority here, then you're in authority out there. That's how Jesus did it. He took authority over his mind. He said, I came to do the will of the Father. Remember when Peter rebuked him? And in Peter's mind, he's thinking, I don't want you to go and suffer all that you say you're going to suffer. And he said, far be it from you, Lord. And Jesus rebuked him. You can take your seats. Jesus rebuked him like the devil. And he said, get behind me, Satan. Okay? Now, we know Peter wasn't the devil, right? And then he follows up by saying, You're more interested, you're savoring the things that are of men and not the things that are of God. You've set your mind on what your emotions are dictating to you, and you're not setting your heart on what the Father has said. Listen for the Spirit of the Lord, and He will not only lead you, but He'll tell you where He's taking you, and He will lead you in the way you should go. Do you know what that means? It means, I'm only going to do what's right. I'm only going to do what's right, yeah. Only gonna do what's right. Only gonna do doodle doodle doo. Only gonna do what's right. Okay, this isn't just a song or a ditty or a phrase. I want you to speak to your mind. We're gonna take dominion prophetically over your mind tonight. Prophetically, we're going to take dominion over your mind. Okay, are you ready? Say, I'm only gonna do what's right. Yeah. It's like a yes and amen. Say yeah. Come on, get a little soul in it. Say, yeah. Yeah. Come on, say, yeah. Yeah. Only gonna do what's right. Only gonna do what's right. Yeah. Only gonna do little. Only gonna do what's right. Gonna do what's right. Gonna do what's right. Now, I don't know what all the Psalms were, because there were psalms sung that we don't know, you know, when they got on the other side of the Red Sea. And the Word says, make psalms in your heart. Sing psalms to one another. Encourage one another in song. And that's what we're doing here. And the reason is because song has a soul to it. A song has a tempo, but song has a language. And song speaks to your mind. Someone may be singing in a different language, but it's that rhythm, that music. How many know what I'm saying, talking about? You may not know what they're singing, but you're going to be, oh, no, no, no. I mean, it just moves you. And when it comes out of you, it moves your mind. We really do have power over our minds. Now, the Scripture says this. James says it. Let me read it to you. He said, but no human, well, let's back up a little bit. And he says, for every kind of beast, bird, and reptile, and sea creatures can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no human can tame the tongue. For it is a restless evil, full of deadly poisons. With it we bless the Lord, the Father, and with it we curse people who were made in the likeness of God. For the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. Okay, now he just said something. So let's find out what he's saying. Because some people will say, well, I just can't control my mouth. I can't control my tongue. Because James said you can. No, it's not quite what he's saying. From the same mouth we bless God, and the same mouth we curse our brothers. Then he says, these things ought not to be so. Okay? So Paul's not saying you can't do it. Paul's telling you what to do and how to do it. I mean, not Paul, but James. And then James also says in another passage, take rule. Like David said, guard the words of your mouth. But what he's saying is you can't just make your tongue say what it's supposed to say. You can't tame it unless you've brought your mind under the subjection of the Word of God, because words aren't coming from your tongue no more than your ear is hearing, your brain is hearing, your mind is hearing. Your eyes aren't seeing, your brain is seeing. Your eyes are looking, your ears are listening, but you're hearing with your mind. You're hearing with your brain. You're seeing with your mind. You're seeing with your brain. And James saying, you shouldn't be, these things ought not be. We can't tame the tongue, but we can rule our heart and mind. And that's what Paul said. He said, I find that the emotions, the tongue, the emotions, he said, they're subject to the flesh, and they don't do what I should do. And Paul wasn't saying, I can't do what I should, because he said and taught us, the soul that sins and those that disobey and walk in disobedience to God, they're going to fall into trouble, and they're going to be set apart from God. They've set themselves apart and set themselves aside. And James is saying the same thing. And then he goes on and he says, does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? I mean, can a spring on one side have salt water? One cup full this side is salty, and one cup over here is fresh water? And he said, no, it's impossible. And he said, can a tree bear olives and bear thorns or bear grapes and bear thistles at the same time? He said, no. So James isn't saying you can't. What James is saying is the heart and the mind that is set to do, I only want to do what's right. Create in me, David said, a clean heart. Oh God, renew a right spirit in me. So how do we walk into the future, which is before you? Your future is before you. My future is before me. Go ahead and let your ear hear your mouth say, my future is not ahead of me. It was before me. God predestined me before the foundation of the world. The word says he knew me, knew all my members. He called me and he prepared me and he destined me and he purposed me and he cleansed me and he redeemed me and he empowered me and he instructed me. God has already instructed you regarding your future. Now I want you to say, my future is incredible and I don't have to wait for it. Well, let's prophesy. Tonight's prophetic Wednesday. I'm not waiting for it. It's waiting for me. It's already before me. It came before me. My actions, by my own means, don't determine my future. But my faith in God's purpose does. And it's not by might that I do what's right. It's not by my ability that I walk blessed. But it's by His Spirit, says the Lord. Says the Lord. You know, sometimes you can be envious of people. You can. There's a sense of insecurity. And James, the scripture says, esteem one more highly than yourself. I'm going to use my tongue to bless. One of the best beginning of taking dominion, the best ways to begin to take dominion over your mind is bless the people around you. As Jesus went so far as to say, bless those that curse you. And do good to those that spitefully use you and persecute you. Bless them. He wasn't saying just be a nice person. Jesus came to do something. He came to not only redeem us, but to open that door, he said. I'm opening a door wide, and you can come in. He said, come in. Come to me, and I'll give you rest, freedom from contention, fighting, and the peace of God, and the power of God, and the fruit of God, and the fruit of the Spirit begins to flow. I mean, I'm going to say this real boldly. If you're constantly being hindered, and you just can't make the mark, listen to your words. Listen to your heart. Listen, is envy driving you? Is jealousy driving you? Is bitterness driving you? Is anger driving you? Is it a part of how you think? Is it, you know, if you take a little bit of soil, a little bit of salt, and you throw it on the ground, and I did this once, trying to kill some weeds. I was told if you put salt, it would kill the weeds or whatever, or the grass or whatever you in certain areas. But when you put salt down, it doesn't just stay in one place. When it gets wet, it leaches, meaning it travels. And every place that salt, every place the water carried that salt, it killed everything. Killed everything that wanted to grow. Killed it. And it's the same thing. When there's strife, you can be angry at yourself. It's the same thing. Because it's not the heart of God concerning you. That's why Paul said, there is therefore, not you shouldn't, there is therefore no condemnation to those who were in Christ Jesus. You know what he's saying? You don't have a reason to be condemned. You can say, but I did this and I didn't do that and I should. And Paul's saying, but it's no longer you that lives. Take on this mind. Paul was constantly leading us in a train of thought because he said, I found the secret. I found the mystery. I just forget everything that was behind, and I think about what is before me. And I set my goal for the mark, the prize of the high calling of God. Bitterness could be holding you back from prophesying the way you should. You know, oh, well, I do this. The word says you can do all kinds of good deeds. But the reality is if your heart and your mind, if your mouth is condemning you, you know, why can't I get there? Why can't I do what they're doing? Why can't I go on vacation? Or why can't I have a house like that? Or why can't I dress? Here's the problem. When you begin to judge those around you, they're so bitter, they're so angry, they're so hateful. They may be, but the word says, bless those that curse you. Why? Because you're elevating yourself. When you don't, your faith diminishes your future. Because what you're literally saying is, I'm upset because I'm not where they are, or because they spoke against me, I'm going to speak against them, or I just have feelings, or they shouldn't be doing that. But instead, what Christ is teaching us to do, he's saying, elevate yourself beyond any cursing around you. Elevate yourself beyond those that despitefully use you. I mean, we have trouble blessing our family and our friends sometimes in the body. Sometimes we feel bitter if someone gets blessed and you don't feel like you are, or their business is moving and maybe yours isn't, or it could be anything. And the problem is that then we feel spiteful in our mind and we start pulling people down in a different direction. But you're not pulling them down. What you're doing is you're diminishing yourself, because what you're saying in your heart, and you know it, I want them to be at this level with me. And what your faith is saying is, why are you seeing yourself down here instead of elevating? The word says, esteem one more highly than yourselves. It's so easy to see the blessing of the Lord. It's so easy. Christ made it so easy. He said, you don't even have to fight against those that curse you. Bless them. Just bless them, and I'll elevate you. Sometimes God moves you to a place where that cursing or that problem around you can't reach you any longer. It can no longer find you. The word says, if you humble yourself, it uses Jesus as a great example. It says, Jesus came in the form of God, but he didn't walk around acting like, I'm God, worship me. And not that God has that attitude, but the word says he humbled himself to the will of the Father. And that's the heart of God. He humbled himself. What does that mean? Humbled himself. He came to get you. He came to lift us up. He came to prophesy. When you're blessing, you're prophesying your own future. And I prophetically speak the word of the Lord today. It's time to elevate. It's time, literally, it's past the season of waiting. And it's in the season of right now. This is the moment. This is the season. This is the time. When we gather together here, we should look forward to it with anticipation. We shouldn't even consider, should I or should I not? Everybody should just be pouring into the house of the Lord and saying, let's bless together. If you came, if you come into the house of the Lord, if you walk into your own house thinking, all I want to do is bless, I only want to do what's right. Yeah, I only want to do what's right. That was the heart of David. You hear David praying this prayer in so many ways. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. Renew a right spirit in me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. Renew a right spirit in me. What you're doing is you're elevating yourselves. When David came in, and how many times has every minister probably that's ever stepped on a platform talked about David and Goliath? But the great power of David was when he came in, his brothers cursed him, or they spoke ill against him. Basically the same thing, you cursing. Why this? Why that? Who's this? Why do they do? Why does it? Listen, no one's going to bless you but God. Say that. No one's going to bless me but God. Friends out there, if your mom or your dad or your brother or your uncle, your cousin, if they're blessed, no one did it but God. No one blessed them but God. God blessed them. God blessed them. Well, my brother, you know, there's so many family conflicts because the brother is elevated, they think, above the other. Cain and Abel. God likes him more. No. No, the blessing was in the heart. God came to Cain and he said, I'll bless you just like I do Abel if you set your heart to know me. No one's going to bless you. No one's going to bless me. No one's going to bless anybody but God. The word says the blessing of the Lord. Every good and perfect gift, every blessing comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variation, neither shadow of turning. Doesn't change. Your blessing comes from God. Someone may despise your blessing. They may despise your spiritual growth. Sometimes people get angry because they don't feel as spiritual as someone they know, whether it could be their brother, sister, their pastor, their aunt, their uncle, whoever it is, and they rebel. But if they would just bless, my aunt's so blessed. My mom used to talk about how God blessed her all the time. God's blessed me. God's kept me. God's watched over me. I grew up with my mom just talking about how much God watched over her, how much God blessed her. What a blessing. The Lord has always kept me. The Lord's always taken care of me. The Lord's always blessed me. She said it over and over and over and over and over and over again. Every time she was challenged, the Lord's always kept me. The Lord's always watched over me. The Lord will continue to, the Lord will, she blessed and blessed and blessed. She blessed the keeping of the Lord. She blessed God is keeping me. Keep this in your mind. No one's blessing anybody but God. No one's blessing anybody but God. Are you going to speak against the blessing of God? Because you don't feel that you're at that elevation. You're not at that level. Or are you going to do what God said? He said, even those that curse you, bless them. Why? I just want you to be a nice guy. Is that what he was saying? No. He was saying, I want to elevate you. That's why he said, humble yourself and I will exalt you. Those that humble themselves, they will be exalted. When you become angry, envious, jealous, bitter, contempt against your own self because you feel like you're not living the life you should, you're going to have trouble getting out of that hole until you start blessing yourself. Only God can bless you. You can't do it by feeling bad about what you've done. Repent of your sins and be born again. Repent and say, I repent of that which I've done that I shouldn't have done. Create in me a clean heart. God, renew a right spirit in me. Jesus, forgive my sins. Be Lord of my life. I'm born again because your word says I am, because I believe you came, you laid your life down. And you took it again by the glory of the Father. And you did it because you love me. God so loved you that he spoke well about you. He could have spoken evil about you. He could have said you should. David could have said about his brothers, you guys, you're a bunch of fools. You're so evil. I just came here to bring you lunch. You bunch of cowards. How can you be such cowards? He could have said to the king, king, what kind of king are you? I mean, he lost his head, but he could have said it. Or he could have went out to his brothers and said, man, the king is a coward. He never said any of those things. What it is, he said, I'll do it. I'll go in the name of the Lord. God is with me. He blessed his own days. You need to bless your days. Why isn't this happening? Why isn't that happening? Why aren't you prophesying? Well, you are. You're prophesying your demise. You're prophesying your decrease. Prophesy the blessing of the Lord. Only God can bless you. No one's going to bless you. No one's going to bless me but God. Only God is going to bless me. Over the years, I've had so many wonderful people promise me millions of dollars. I'm going to give you, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And you think, man, how awesome. Yeah, praise the Lord. And I don't think there's been way, way less than a handful that have actually stood up and did what they said. And I believe out of a pure heart. But God taught me, he showed me, no one is going to bless you but me. And this is how you're going to do it. You get up and you bless everyone you speak to, whether you can see them or not. You bless them. You declare my blessing. You make my name known in the earth. Don't give any praise or any credit to a devil or a demon. There aren't two gods. There's only one God, and I'm it. Set your mind on me and worship me. Declare the favor, the favorable year of the Lord, the year of blessing and honor and favor. And that's what I've done. And in it, over and over and over and over and over, I've watched the profoundness of God bring such joy and light into my life and my family's lives. And those that just hitch on and say, let's do this together in the name of the Lord. Remember, till we all come in the unity of faith. David said, I'm just coming to declare, you're not contending with man, you're contending with the armies of God. How can you believe that we can be defied? And he stood up and he prophesied. And he said, whatever you say about me, you say about me. He didn't call Goliath a bunch of names. He just said, you come at me with swords and staves and cursing. And he said, it's going to fall on you. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. But he said, I come in the name of the Lord of hosts. When I speak the name of Jesus, I'm not just speaking a name like some magic word, some prestidigitation, you know, like, so, you know, Shazam with a wand. I'm speaking the identity of Christ. When I say in the name of Jesus, what you're actually saying is I'm in the identity of Christ. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of the living God. I live by the faith of Christ. I'm prophesying my way. I prophesy blessing over every one of you, everyone in this house, everyone that has ears to hear. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. This is a night of provoking the blessing of the Lord. The blessing that's before you, which means you don't have to reach out and attain it. But what you need to do, Paul said, a two-souled individual is unstable in all their ways. Let not that person think they're going to receive anything of God. It's not that God's saying, I'm not giving it to you because I don't like the way you're talking and thinking. What it is God saying, the blessing of the Lord are prepared for those that sow the blessing of the Lord. God gave us the earth. How powerful is the earth we are and the earth we walk in? And you know why it's so wonderful and so powerful? God said, whatever you sow into it, it'll yield beyond what you sow. And he gave us seed to show us. He said, put this little seed in the ground and watch what great things happen. Put this little seed in the ground and watch how it grows. You put this little seed and it turns into a plant or into a bush or into a tree, and it feeds you so much more than you sowed into it. But you put that little bit of salt down to kill these weeds, not thinking about how it's going to leach out. Sometimes you say things in your heart or in your mind, or let them come out of your mouth, or maybe you just say it behind closed doors. But it's like salt that leaches into the rest of the soil, and it kills more than you could imagine. It alters. If you want to be blessed, you have to have a heart to bless those that speak against you. Literally, bless those that speak against you. Bless those that persecute you. Bless. I will bless the Lord at all times. God said, if you're going to bless me, you're going to have to bless those around you. James says, you bless God with your mouth, but with the same mouth, you're speaking ill, or you're not speaking the blessing of God the same way you do over those that are created just like him, in his image. I prophesy the increase of God over you. I pull upon the heavens of God, because no one is going to bless you but God. And no one is going to take from you except God. And if God removes something, he only removed it to put something greater, something bigger, something more. God never decreases. He is the God of abundance. He is the God of increase. And I pull upon the heavens of our God, tied closely to his kingdom, and the blessing of the Lord. And I pray, God, pour out his increase into your mind, his increase into your spirit. I pray for a refreshing in you. I pray that you will lead your future by your tongue. Remember the blessing of the Lord as you declare the blessing of God. Bless the soil, your mind, your thoughts. By prophesying the future from the heart of God over everyone you know, everyone around you. Bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. You know, we heard of a big court case that was televised all over the world. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. And my wife said something simple and profound the other day to me. She said, you know what I'm doing? She said, I've been praying for their salvation. I just pray that God would heal them all and save them all. I just pray. I just bless. You know, it's easy to take one side or another side. And you may have preference to one side or another side, but can you bless both sides? Can you bless that which you prefer? And can you bless that which you don't? Can you bless? The word says we bless because someone does good to us. Can you have the same heart to bless those that aren't doing what you want them to do? Well, I'm trying to debate with them about God. I'm trying to get them saved. Stop trying. The word says no one saves anyone. Only Christ draws them by his Spirit. But our words can prophesy their future without them even being fully aware of what's going on, because it goes beyond the brain. It goes beyond the chemistry, and it begins to motivate and move the heart. It nudges the heart into peace. Jesus saved us by loving us. I'll never forget the feeling I felt, the peace, the mind, the heart that I felt when God drew me up to the altar, and I was as ignorant about salvation, and I don't think I had ever even heard the word salvation. And I didn't need to at that time, because I remember the nudging of the Lord. I just felt, man, I never forget that. Sitting in a pew. Remember churches used to have pews? I don't know, maybe they still do. And I just remember no one said anything to me. But the Spirit of God just drew me out. I felt that love, and it's never left me. I thank Him for it to this day. Lead with your tongue. Let your tongue love. Let your tongue love. Let your tongue embrace people with your words, like God embraced you with His. And not only did He love us with His word, but He said, I'm giving you that same word. That's prophecy. Prophecy isn't just a gift. I mean, there's a gift to prophecy, but that doesn't get you to heaven. You can prophesy. You can prophesy accurately from this day forward. It's not going to get you into heaven. It's not going to get you blessed. It's a gift. That's why the word says you can prophesy and you can have all faith and move mountains. But if you don't have love, but if you prophesy out of the love of God's heart, that's something. That's something. The scriptures say, there are those of you that are cursing those that aren't serving me. You see them being elevated. You see them being blessed. And you're cursing them. He said, don't do that. He said, why do you despise those evil people that are being blessed? Okay, you think you could look at them and go, okay, they shouldn't be blessed, right? They shouldn't. But God said, I don't want you to think that way. Why? Because I want you to take dominion over your mind. I want it to be like I am with you. I don't want it to matter. I want you to bless at all times. Let the praise of God continually be in your mouth. You ever been around someone that is temperamental, or their emotions, one day they're happy, and then the next day they're like not so happy? One day they're loving you, the next day you feel like they want to punch you in the face. You know what I'm talking about? I don't enjoy those kind of people. I bless them and I speak well of them, but I stay at a distance. And that's okay. But I love. And I bless. Jesus said, I'm coming to speak to you. But those of you that will not receive me, I'm stepping into my position to call you to who I am. You know the type of people I'm talking about. Bless them too. But don't be one of them. Don't be one of them with God. Today I'm blessing, and tomorrow I'm cursing. Today I'm rejoicing, and tomorrow I'm bitter. Paul said, a double-souled individual, a double-minded individual, become unstable in all their ways. And they can't draw on the blessing of the Lord because they're divided between cursing and blessing. So the word said, let's make it simple. Here's one law. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless His people at all times. Lead with your tongue. Lead with your tongue. Lead with your tongue. Lead with your tongue. And you'll find, even if your heart feels one way, if you keep leading with your tongue, what you're doing is you're taking that instrument. The word says, with the tongue, we set on fire the course of nature. With the tongue, we literally create what is going to be. And the word says, those that can control their tongue. Can we do that? Yes. If you sow the word of God in your mind and let the word of the Lord come out, you know what it says? It says that person is perfect and complete. The word says those that cannot control their tongue bring themselves into trouble. And it says if you want to keep yourself out of trouble, set a watch over your mouth. Lead with your tongue. Let your ear hear your mouth say. Prophecy has to be the kingpin. It has to be the synergy. It has to be the embryo. It has to be the nucleus. And it is. But what are you prophesying? Well, when I get up and I'm not saying when you decide you're going to say something you want to happen, that's right. with the tongue, the course of nature, the future, is set on fire. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. In my heart, in my mind, I'm going to bless the earth. I'm going to bless the people of God. Whether they're serving Him or not, the Word says, bless those that curse you. Well, if you're walking righteously and they're cursing you, they're obviously not obeying God. I will bless those that curse you and persecute you. Such an easy step. I'm going to bless. I only want to do what's right. I only want to do what's right. David said that. I only want to do what's right before you. So he said, so I set a watch over my, not I set a watch over my what I'm doing, or I'm working too hard, or I'm pushing people away, or I'm bringing them in and feeding them. He said, I watch over my tongue. I set a watch over my mouth. Your tongue is the storehouse of seed. Your tongue is your nursery. Your tongue is your garden. What does your garden look like? You don't have to convince the Lord to bring blessing into your life. You just don't. That's why he said, Jesus said, consider the lilies of the valley. Look how beautiful they are. I can just imagine him looking out at that time saying, consider the lilies of the valley. Must have been a beautiful day. Flowers must have been in full bloom. He said, they don't toil. They don't work. Yet your Father, your Heavenly Father, clothes them. And he said, then he said, Solomon in all of his glory wasn't clothed like one of these. Drawing an analogy, saying, I will bless you beyond what you even knew Solomon to be blessed. He said, I know what you have need of. But I want your heart set on me. Your will be done, God. Set my mind on things high. I seek you. I praise you. I thank you. I seek your kingdom. I seek your mind. I want to talk like you, God. I want to feel like you, God. I want to think like you. I want my future to be you. I want to walk in the brightness of a new day. I want to see the sun of your brightness shine on me. I want to grow up powerful in you. I want my words to have authority and power. It's easy to want to bring people up to where you are, isn't it? That's pretty easy. You're unsaved, come and be saved like I'm saved. You know, you're lazy and you're not working as hard as I work. Come on up here and work like I'm working. That's pretty easy, right? It's easy to pull people up to your level. I'm a good Christian. I'm a strong believer. Come and be like me. Come on. I want to mentor you in Christ. Preachers can do that. Come up here where I am. Know the word I know. Pull them up. Pull them out of the pit. But can you esteem them more highly than yourself? Can you do that? You know, can you get down and say, hey, get on my back and let me lift you up? I'll be down here. You be up there. That's what Jesus did. He humbled himself to the will of the Father. He surrendered himself to the curse of the cross. He did what he told us to do. Everyone that cursed him, he just humbled himself to the will of God. And what did he do in place of it? He blessed. He just blessed. It's easy to try and pull people up where we are, but can you push them beyond where you are? That's prophecy. A prophetic spirit isn't, hey, I'm going to do this and you do for me. It might be a gift of prophecy. But the prophetic anointing of God, the blessing of the Lord, is when you elevate everyone. I just want, yeah, can I push you a little higher? Get you higher than I am. I don't want to be anyone's stepladder. Why not? Why not have the heart of Christ if Jesus did it? I'm humbling myself down here while I'm elevating you up here. He esteemed us more highly than himself, humbled himself to the cross. Where's your blessing? Where's your increase? It's in esteeming one more highly. According to your faith be it unto you. Give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. God, I want to elevate you beyond me. I know you don't like me. I know you're not saved. But I'll be your stepladder. I want to humble myself. I want to elevate you. I know you're not doing what's right, but I want to do what's right. And I just bless you. I bless you. What do you mean? I bless your future. I bless the seed God has already sown regarding you. It's not his will that any should perish. I pray that God would elevate you so I can praise with you in what God has done for you. And what will God do? He will elevate you so you can do it again. He will elevate you so you can do it again. And before you know it, you're pulling people up higher and you're elevating higher. It can never be that you feel that you're here and anybody is down here. That's the mind of the flesh, and the word says it'll bring you into trouble. But the mind of the spirit is, let me elevate you. That's prophecy. Come on up a little higher. Stand on my shoulders. Let me push you up over the wall. Maybe you won't pull me up, but I'm going to push someone else up. Maybe you won't elevate me where you are, but I'm going to keep pushing you up. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep pushing. And if the Father is pleased with me, the blessing of the Lord will make me rich and add no sorrow with it. I'm going to escape so much sorrow and walk in so much joy. And it won't make sense how blessed you are. It may not make sense to people how blessed you are. Because you're blessing, you're leading with your tongue. You're setting the course of your nature on fire. Digging a little deeper, reach a little higher. Spirit of the Lord, set your future on fire. I'm being elevated to another season, another time, another place. I'm not afraid of my future. I'm excited about it because I can't miss it. God has set it before me. Before I was, God blessed me. I can't miss. I don't have to be right enough. I'm going to do what's right. Because the word of the Lord is nigh me, even in my mouth. I have to believe in my heart to get saved. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. What is that doing? It's fertilizing my mind. It's changing my mind. God gave us such a powerful gift, created us so incredibly, fearfully, and wonderfully made. I'm here to bless. I want to not just be a blessing, I want to bless. I want to bless. I bless you. I speak God's blessing. May God elevate you, exceeding, abundant, and beyond where you are. May God use you to be an elevator. May God use you to be an increaser. May God use you to admonish. And in that, the covering arms of Christ are around you. He watches you. He keeps you. He blesses you. He increases you. The word says, those that compare themselves with others are not wise. Consider yourselves servants of the living God. And God considers you his sons. And only God can exalt you, because only when you take dominion over the earth can you escape the grave of your consciousness. How do I walk over the earth? Because the earth, you know what the earth does? What does the earth do? What does the earth do every morning when you get up? What does it try to do? Pull you down. Right? Gravity, every day. Little baby gets up, what happens? They fell. They didn't fall. The earth pulled them down. So what do mom and dad do? What do? Don't get up, you're going to fall, right? Don't walk, you're going to fall. Is that what we do? Dumb baby, can't even walk. Would you do that? What do? Come on, baby. You can do it. And even when it's not walking, what do you say? Oh, good, yeah. I mean, not that I would talk like that to my baby. But you can do it. You can do it. Come on. You can do it. You can do it. What do you do? Prophecy. You can do it. You can do it. You're not talking about gravity. Gravity's trying to hold you down, but you're not saying that. What are you doing? God gave us the power to overcome the earth, to stand up and to be strong. Stand up. Lead with your tongue. Bless. Don't let the earth pull you down. Don't let your mind pull you down. Don't let your mind put you in the grave. Be exalted. How? By exalting. Esteem one more highly than yourself. Bless, bless, bless at all times. Bless the Lord. How do you do it? By blessing those around me. Not just by saying praise to your name. Because James said you can do that and then you curse those around. He said, you're talking about being fresh water and you're bitter water. You're talking about bearing grapes and you're bearing something else. Bless the Lord at all times. Lead with your tongue. Lead with your tongue. Lead with your tongue. Lead with your tongue into the place of joy. Lead with your tongue into the place of blessing. Lead with your tongue in the place of peace. Don't let the earth pull you down. Stand up and be strong in the power of the Lord, in the glory of His might. I want to ask you to stand today before we close out. I didn't see any of you struggling against the earth, even though the earth is pulling on you. Feel that hard to get up? No, I was able to stand. Why? I'm strong. I've been strengthened. I'm used to getting down and getting up. We've grown in strength. It's time to be elevated prophetically in the word of the Lord. It's time to prophesy your future. You may not speak a word about yourself, but as you sow into the lives of others, you can't help it. Because you're sowing increase. You can't help it. Let your tongue lead you into blessing. Let your tongue lead you into the blessing of the Lord. Let your tongue lead you into favor. Let your tongue lead you into favor. Let your tongue lead you into favor. Let your tongue lead you into the places of honor and favor. I speak the blessing of God on everyone in this house and those that are viewing. God bless you. God increase you. If you've watched and said, I love that guy, God bless you. If you watched and said, I don't like that guy, God bless you. God bless you. At least you turned it on. And even if you turned it off, even if you don't hear me, God bless you. The Lord elevate you. The Lord increase you. I pray for everyone tonight that has spoken against me. I'm being the example. I pray for everyone that has despised me or been angry with me or been jealous at me or been bitter over me. I pray for the blessing of the Lord to overwhelm you with such joy that all you can feel is love. Pray the blessing of God over your life. I pray the blessing of the Lord over you. We're going to prophesy our future in a little different way tonight. Are you ready to pull on heaven? First of all, we're going to say, I only want to do what's right. I want you to think about it in a new way. A little renewing of the mind. Don't be conformed, the word says, or don't be conned into a form. But be transformed. Transform into a metamorpho by the rebirth of your mind. How I do it? How did David do it? He just blessed the Lord. How did Abraham do it? He blessed the Lord. I bless the Lord. I bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise is in my mouth. Come on, say it. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise is in my mouth. Come on, prophesy. You're declaring what you're going to do from this point forward, all right? I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise is in my mouth. Come on, say it. Ready? I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise is in my mouth. Come on. Come on. I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise is in my mouth. Make a melody unto the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise is in my mouth. Remember, the all time is key. Every moment of the day, someone comes into my mind and I think how rotten they are to me, how they dislike me, how they make me feel low or insecure or unaccomplished or lower or despised. What do? I will bless the Lord at all times. His word is in my mouth. Come on, say word. I will bless the Lord at all times. His word is in my mouth. Come on, do this. Come on. Clap your hands, all you people. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise is in my mouth. Come on, say it. I will bless the people. His praise is in my mouth. Hey, come on. I will bless his people because his praise is in my mouth. I will bless his people because your praise is in my mouth. Come on, say it. Bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times because your praise is in my mouth. Come on, say it with me. Come on. I will bless the Lord at all times because your praise is in my mouth. Come on. I will bless the Lord at all times because your praise is in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times because your praise is in my mouth. Lead my future with the words of my tongue. Let my tongue lead me in the way I should go. For of the abundance of the heart, the mouth does speak. And that's the way I know I'm going to go. Therefore, I will bless the Lord at all times and his people because his praise is in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times because his praise is in my mouth. Look at your neighbor and say, I bless you. 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 Hey, I will bless the Lord at all times because your praise is in my mouth. Come on. I will bless the Lord at all times because your praise is in my mouth. I love to bless the Lord. 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 I love to bless his people. I love to bless you. 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 I have to confess it's true. I love to bless. I love to bless you. I will praise the Lord at all times because his praise is in my mouth. We pull upon the heavens of God right now as we praise and declare the glory and the goodness of God. Great God of heaven, Lord of all that ever has been, all that is, and all that will ever be, we worship you, mighty God, Lord of heaven and earth. God our Father, Jesus, Holy One, Lamb of God, deliver, healer, peace giver, joy restorer, transformer. We praise you in your glorious name, and I thank you for the blessing of the Lord. Let it flow on your people. Hear, O heavens, give ear, O earth, for the Spirit of the Lord is spoken. Let the blessing of the Lord overwhelm you. Let yourself prophesy. Let you hear yourself. May you hear yourself prophesy the blessedness of the Lord on all those, on all people, at all times. Let the praise of God continually be in your mouth. Let the blessing of the Lord overwhelm you, exalt you. God be glorified in and through you. There is no decrease in God, because He is the abundance of all things. Let that abundance flow on you, in you, and through you, in Jesus' name. Everyone shout, yeah! Come on. Do it a little more. I will bless the Lord at all times, because your praise is in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times, because your praise is in my mouth. Husband, wife, son, and daughter, praise the Lord, because I honor. I give the Lord a shout of praise. Friend and foe, no matter who you are, what you say, where you go, I bless you in the name of the Lord. May God give you salvation. May God give you healing. May the Lord bring you into your future. May God show you that you are a watered garden. Surrender only to the glory of His word, and He will exalt you in due season. Glorify the Lord. Bless Him. Again, I say, bless the Lord. Bless Him. Again, I say, rejoice in the Lord. Come on. One more time. One more time before we go out. I will bless the Lord at all times, because your praise is in my mouth. Can't help myself. I will bless the Lord at all times, because your praise is in my mouth. One more time. I bless you, Lord, at all times. Can't help myself. I hear myself, because your praise is in my mouth. You believe it? Say yeah. Say it like this. Because your praise is in my mouth. Come on. Because your praise is in my mouth. Come on, one more time. Because your praise is in my mouth. Give the Lord a shout this evening. God, we praise and worship, and we thank you, Lord, of all that is good and right and pure and wonderful. In Jesus' name, yeah.